Over the last few months, the nonpartisan Get Out the Native Vote has made a big push to mobilize Native voters across the state. Roughly one in five potential voters in the state is Alaska Native. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, a number of Native organizations have signed on to help with the movement.
For as long as she can remember, Sarah Obed has been heavily involved in the election process.
In fact, I was in the Peace Corps in a remote outer island in the South Pacific, and I voted absentee. So yes, I pride myself on my voting history.
Obed now works as the Vice President of External Affairs for Doyon Limited. In Interior Alaska, the Native Corporation partners with Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Fairbanks Native Association on a nonpartisan effort to encourage Alaska Natives and tribal members to vote.
In Alaska in particular, there's a huge population of Alaska Natives that we have a power at the polls to make a difference just in terms of the sheer numbers of Alaska Native people, provided we turn out to vote.
In July, the Alaska Federation of Natives reported the addition of 128 absentee and early voting polling places in villages across the state. AFN, along with the Association of Alaska Regional Native Corporation Leaders and Get Out the Native Vote, agreed to work with the State Division of Elections to establish the sites. In the Interior region this summer, Get Out the Native Vote volunteers registered or updated information for more than 200 people. That's down about 100 voters from 2012, but Obed doesn't seem to mind.
Maybe it's because we were very effective in 2012 that we had less people registering, updating their information this year.
Statewide, Get Out the Native Vote has registered more than 1,200 shareholders and tribal members this year, but the organization is still awaiting a final count. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.